बहुत अच्छा और बड़ा टॉपिक रखा है। बाबा ने भी कभी हम सबको
Baba has given us a title. It's not a very famous title. I have heard this only once. Baba said, you are the master protector of the world. Along with Baba, you have to protect this world. This is a big title. And this is a huge task. It's as if the army which protects our country, there is a chief. There is a chief of three army, navy and air force, and then there is general. So many people protect the country. Baba, incorporeal supreme soul, almighty authority, is the protector of the world. But Baba makes us his companion to protect this world. We are all the protectors of this world. Are you all protectors of the world? How much intoxication you should be having? God himself has come to transform this world, and God has called us for this huge task and has made us his companion in this huge task. We know in the present time there are chances of subtle war and subtle preparations are taking place. People nowadays are also wanting for the world transformation or destruction. Their intellect is not working for transformation, but most of the intellects are working for the transformation, and obstacles have come in every home. And now is also a time for natural disasters. Even science say, I'm not telling, it's the science who is telling, that humans have tortured nature too much and have polluted the five elements of nature. Water is polluted, air is polluted, space is polluted, and the earth is also polluted. Everything is polluted. So the nature also will take revenge. It's as if nature is at the peak of destruction. So we are all protectors. We should also help this world for transformation, for human and for humankind. For man and for mankind, we are also protectors of the humans and also mankind. This world is having different kinds of illness, is going through different kinds of illness, and every single individual has one or the other problems. For one, there is job loss, and there is some or the other kind of obstacles and tension in every home. You all must be knowing about this. I know about this because people contact me and discuss about these issues, and I come to know about these, that mankind is as if it's not there in this world now. The virtues of the human, the elevated thoughts of the human, which we say as mankind, the feeling of oneness and the helpfulness towards others, is not there these days. So it's our responsibility. So we'll talk about deep things now. The one who protects himself from Maya can only become the one who protects the world, the one who has become very powerful and can become master, almighty authority, and only then they can become the protector of the world. This is one of the beautiful slogans of Baba, that your good wishes can become a canopy for others. So we should fill our conscience with good wishes, and this will become the canopy for protection of other souls. The one who stabilizes himself as the protector of the one will be able to connect with the Supreme, the task of protecting the world. So they will be able to fulfill this task of protecting this world. So a huge responsibility is calling us now. Those days are not far behind when the whole world will look towards the great souls. People are searching a lot. We just have to come to our original self, and the feelings have increased in the next 10 years till 2030. There will be spiritual revolution. That is, there will be spiritual revolution in this whole world. Every single individual will realize himself and also will realize the Supreme Soul. That's why now we should think. We have to make ourselves very powerful in order to face the coming challenges and also to give to other souls. The obstacles that's waiting and the challenges that's waiting, it can come to anyone, to individual at home in the yajna, and it has to increase in this world because they'll have to settle their karmic accounts. The people, whatever they did, they will get it in return. Everyone's account will be settled. So we should make ourselves so strong that the problems that comes in our life, we should feel as if it's very small. We are powerful, not the situations or the problems. It's very beautiful slogan of Baba. Baba says that the problems are not big. You are bigger than the problems. You should not lose the inner power when you engage in small things. There are a lot of problems in this world. Every single individual has a lot of problems. But the one who is far detached themselves from the problems and who stabilizes in the self-respect of Master Almighty Authority, and whose thoughts are very powerful, not just stabilizing in the self-respect, but the thoughts should also be powerful. That person will become very powerful and their vibration will protect the humans around. At times I think about the secrets of drama. One secret is in front of you, Baba, in this world drama. We know that Baba did not create this drama, but definitely Baba did something. It's certain. Baba did certain settings that in this world, that Baba's every child gets the help from Baba. So there's a certain thing that's fixed in this drama for that task. It's not sure whether it happened automatically or Baba has done that. We should understand this with a subtle journey. The Vijayaratan or 108 Victorious Souls, It's Baba's elevated version. In the 108 victory souls, the first 25 souls, 8 victory souls plus the remaining till 25, the 25 victorious souls is elevated souls. But these souls are the elevated souls in this world. Wherever these souls are, in all the directions, the vibration will spread and that area will be protected in wherever such souls are. And the play of drama is also coming to an end. So there is the secret in drama, that 108 victorious souls of Baba is in different places of this world. They're not in just one region. In the three campus too they are, and they are in every zone. It need not be zone in charge. It can be a normal person. It can be a normal person with full of purity inside. So wherever these souls are, the area nearby, because of the vibrations, remain protected from the natural disasters. So we should make our goal high, and we should make ourselves powerful. If there is one great soul in every home, if there is one great soul and one great soul in one each home, won't that home become a temple, a place of worship? One deity is worshipped by the whole state. We have Ambaji temple in Gujarat, and this Ambaji temple is worshipped by the whole of Gujarat, and it's said that they fulfill all the desires of the devotees. Many people get protection from worshipping Ambaji. That's why they are worthy of worship in the path of devotion. If your purity is elevated and if your thoughts are powerful, will there be any kind of obstacles at your house? So think about this. You already have a lot of power inside. You are the ocean of knowledge, and this vibration is spreading throughout. So at home, practice this 3-4 times at home, that I am the son of knowledge and I am the protector of this home. Visualize that you are about this house, powerful soul, and in all directions the whole world is protected by your vibration. The people of Shantivan will do this here, practice here. We'll practice in at room and also at Shantivan. So protect yourself. So Baba is under your canopy. The one who protects oneself can become the protector of the Yajna, and they'll automatically become the protector of this world. So we'll have to make ourselves very powerful. We should not make ourselves weak. You should think about this. There are a lot of obstacles, problems, that is definitely there. There's nothing good in this world, but we should not make ourselves weak. Definitely problem will come and it will go. It's the play of drama. It's constantly changing. Drama doesn't stop. It keeps on changing every second. Whatever problem comes, that will definitely go. We should not connect with these problems. We should not react to these problems. It will definitely go. And we should make ourselves safe. The second most important change is you'll have to make yourself safe from Maya. The one who does that will be powerful automatically. This is an elevated task. The sages, the great person, saints, could not protect themselves from Maya. They got entangled in the fame and name, and also went behind wealth. We all should protect ourselves from the five vices and the subtle other vices, whether it's jealousy, laziness, and other subtle vices. We should protect ourselves from all these main five vices and the subtle other vices. Just check yourself in the morning. Does laziness, does it not allow you to wake up in the morning? Is there any kind of jealousy, or if others have jealousy towards you, and if that is stopping you from moving forward? If there is any kind of vices, there is a typhoon of vices in this world. There is lot of garbage in this world. There's nothing apart from garbage in this world. Should we be attracted towards garbage, or should we make ourselves powerful? One thing I would like to say is you should also work on this. No, it's not just about churning. Baba gives the example of incense stick or agarbatti. The fragrance of incense sticks removes the foul smell of garbage. Lot of people worship. I give an example. When the Glansarovar was built, the people of Ebro did not want to go to Glansarovar from Madhuban. Lot of people came. Daddy used to say frequently, go to Glansarovar, the vibration of Glansarovar is good. I made them understand we are all creators. If the vibration of Madhuban is good, it did not become like that. It was created, the vibration was created. The biggest foundation of that was Baba and Mama and the Dadis. We are all creators. Just think about this. Do you have to create, or do you have to take the happiness from the already created or creations? A creator is always powerful. And after that, people started coming to Glansarovar, and they forgot Madhuban, and rebel foreigners started liking Glansarovar. Everyone did yoga, and the vibration was created. We are the ones who create the vibrations. I'm telling this because if there is any kind of garbage in this world, so who is the one who cleans this garbage? We are the one. How can we run away from such place? We have to give fragrance to the place there is foul smell. We have to transform this world. We have to be a bestower. So stabilize yourself in the stage that I am a master creator. I would tell the sisters that you have to go to different places, to the wedding, to the funerals. So the people in the household has different tasks to do. Don't think that if you go to this place, your stage will be up and down. Mothers think that if you go to wedding, your stage will be up and down. No, you'll have to go and you'll have to transform the other stage and come back. This can also be a thought. Is it possible? We are all master creator. We are master creator. We are the bestower. Baba has given us the power, has given us the blessing. Baba said you can change the vibration of any place. Baba has taught us this wonderful version. in the last days, Murli also, the Bapa said one beautiful sentence. You should underline that. Baba said to increase the experience that you get through the power of blessings. Baba has given us the blessing that we are all master creator. People die, you'll have to go to that place and you'll have to make your stage such stable and create such a vibration there that when you go there, everyone's sorrow and difficulties should go away from their life. They should feel as if deity has come in their home. So the family which is sorrowful will get relieved from their sorrow. So this is a huge task and you'll have to do that. Now there is corona and people say that government did not do this and doctors did not do this and people killed this person. But such a time is also coming when you cannot blame anyone. There will be such a huge natural disaster that you can't do anything. You won't be able to do anything. You'll be helpless. During that time, your presence will help everyone. I remember Baba's elevated version. I would like to remind you, it's in 1974. Baba said this in 1974. Meditation hall was under construction and Baba had to come. And there was tin above instead of roof. And the proper building was not built. There was cloth that was put on the floor. There was huge storm and you will be surprised that God is here, is present in the hall and the tin. And the tin would go four centimeter above and then come back. And Baba said, nature is also giving examination to the creator too. So Baba said this, if you are Master Almighty Authority and if you remain in this stage of Shiv Shakti and if you remain combined with the Supreme, if nature is also under destruction, is creating destruction, the nature will become peaceful just 1 foot near you. Nature won't touch you. Nature won't cause any harm to you. And everything will be peaceful. This is your power. This is the power of your tapasya. And you'll have to increase this power. You'll have to make yourself the protector of this world. So you'll have to protect yourself from Maya. Maya will be coming in different kinds of forms. The five vices is powerful. I would like to remind you all, after winning over the lust, the subtle kind of effort that you should make is towards your ego. Baba said, O Lord of Murli, on this topic, in the path of knowledge and remembrance, if you didn't win over the ego, it can't be considered as they can't be considered as a winner. There will be some kind of thing missing. Anger is a little thing compared to this, where there is arrogance and ego. When there is me and mine, there will be a lot of subtle things that's working behind that. You'll have to check yourself deeply. And you should protect yourself from ego. And if you do that, your life will become so divine. And your vibration will protect this world. So daily, in the morning and evening, even while walking, you should practice. Create a vision of Baba. There is globe. And there is Almighty Authority in the form of canopy above this gold globe. And stabilize yourself in the state that I am Master Almighty Authority and I am in the form of canopy about this globe. So we all should make your thoughts elevated I would like to repeat one more thing. Do not, you should not become weak. You should not accept failures. Even the illness can make you weak. You should not make yourself weak, nor accept failure. Keep on moving ahead, because God Himself is helping you. This is a beautiful period where you can take the help of Almighty Authority. You should make God your canopy, and if you do that, you will become a world protector. Now practice that. I am Shiv Shakti. I am Master Almighty Authority. From all my organs, vibrations are spreading, and Almighty Authority is above me in the form of canopy.
Come on.